Charlie's been here 3 years ago when he was actually just starting his career, but, you know, he's been around a long time, and I've certainly have followed him for many years. He started piano lessons at the young age of 3 years old, and he's a very bright young man. He earned a bachelor's degree in pre-med and economics from Harvard, a master's degree in music from New England Conservatory, and then an artist diploma from Juilliard. So he's got wonderful credentials, and Jacqueline, the amount of awards that he's won is just astounding for somebody that is so young. He won the 2009 Young Artist Concert International Auditions, the 2010 Gilmore Young Artist Awards, 2014 Avery Fisher Grant Award, and then in 2017 he made his debut commercial recording, which is called Vivace, and this has sold thousands of copies throughout the world. So he's appeared with many, many orchestras across the world, the BBC, the Baltimore Symphony, the Boston Pops. He's collaborated with people like Bobby McFerrin and the great Yo-Yo Ma. So we're excited to have him back again, and we are very eager to see what he brings to not only the Shostakovich Second Piano Concerto, but also, of course, the Rhapsody in Blue.
So tell us about this amazing Shostakovich Piano Concerto.
Yeah, this is really, in my opinion, a great piece. He wrote it in 1957 for the 19th birthday of his son, Maxime. And it's scored for a relatively small 20th century orchestra, especially when you compare it to other pieces that he wrote. But it's just for pairs of winds and plus a piccolo and four horns, timpani, snare drum, and strings. It's only in three movements. It's short, about 20 minutes, and the first movement is this sort of wonderful, joyous, and youthful allegro that's kind of set in a very playful march-like setting. The second movement is kind of the heart and soul of the piece, and it's beautiful andante, and it's very tender and melancholy. And, you know, I think every parent can relate to this movement when they have a child that obviously has lived with them all their lives, and then the child goes to college. That kind of empty feeling in one's stomach, that's what I remember. That's what this feeling gives me every time I hear this movement. And then that morphs right into a very spirited and lively allegro that has a lot of sort of modal and pentatonic scales, which gives it its uniqueness and specialness. But it's a wonderful piece of music. And there's one spot in the last movement that I really love. The strings are plucking their strings. We call that pizzicato. It's in a 7-8 section, and he makes between the piano and the strings, he makes it sound like this wonderful folk instrument, Russian folk instrument, the balalaika. And I love this section, and I think we're going to do the best we can with it in trying to emulate that wonderful folk instrument. It's an interesting, Jacqueline, to note that this piece was not only recorded by Dmitri Shostakovich himself, it was at its premiere sort of dismissed as not such an important piece, but he played it his entire life and had great success with it. It was also recorded by his son, Maxime. And I recently found out that Maxime's son, Dmitri II, also has recorded it. So I don't think there's a piece of music that I know that has been recorded by composer / grandfather, father, and grandfather, and grandson. So it's a nice little piece of trivia there.
And kind of not normally, when you think of Shostakovich, a lot of times he has these heavy and very somber kinds of works, and this work is really quite joyful.
It is. It's joyful, it's spirited. The second movement's, you know, somewhat nostalgic, but it's very different than most of his other music, although there are some celebratory fanfares and overtures that he wrote that bring sort of a smile to one's face. And even the jazz waltzes, the jazz suites that he wrote as a young man are delightful. But yes, indeed, this is a good work, and it's a work that seems to have great appeal with audiences, and we're looking forward to it.
Tell us about the second work then that Charlie Albright is going to perform.
Well, certainly the George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue has gone on to be the most recorded piece of classical music. I think at last count, I think there was something like 75 recordings of this that are still available. But it's really a wonderful piece of music, and one that just seems to continue to be played and be interpreted. And I've done it with, many, many pianists, and I can't think of one that I'm looking more forward to working with again than Charlie Albright.